Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will remain partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And on Friday, a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. And in the news for today, the 7-day average of new confirmed coronavirus infections is up slightly as of Wednesday's update. The State Department of Health Services reported the rolling average at 2,532, with 2,806 new cases being reported on Tuesday. The rolling average remained lower than the 2,932 it reached on September 20th. 21 Wisconsin counties now have a critically high spread rate for COVID-19. That's up from 8 last week. Vernon and Crawford County are posted as counties with a very high spread. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention map showed all of Wisconsin in the high category for virus transmission. With 18 new deaths on Tuesday, the 7-day average stood at 16. Since the pandemic began, there have been 724,681 confirmed cases and 7,979 deaths in Wisconsin. As of Wednesday, 56.6% of Wisconsin residents had received at least one dose of vaccine, while 53.6% had completed their vaccine series. On Wednesday, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, joined Senators Rick Scott, Cynthia Lummis, Roger Marshall, and Mike Lee, all Republican senators, to introduce the Prevent Unconstitutional Vaccine Mandates for Interstate Commerce Act, according to a report in the Vernon County Times. Johnson said, quote, "The Biden administration decision to mandate vaccines for working Americans is an outrageous trampling of civil liberties and a dangerous precedent for what a U.S. president can unilaterally impose on the American public. The American people deserve transparency and as much information as possible from the federal government so they can make an informed choice about their own health. I'm happy to co-sponsor Senator Scott's Prevent Unconstitutional Vaccine Mandates for Interstate Commerce Act that would prohibit federal agencies from requiring anyone to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination to do business across state borders. No one should be pressured, coerced, or fear reprisal for refusing treatment, including the COVID-19 vaccine," Johnson said, according to the Times report. And in a follow-up to a story we reported on Wednesday, WisPolitics is reporting the Wisconsin State Assembly passed along party lines in separate 60-38 votes two bills GOP backers say would ban critical race theory from student lessons and training for state and local government employees. Assembly Speaker Robin Dawes and other GOP lawmakers, during a meeting with reporters ahead of the floor session, said the bills would keep critical race theory out of schools and guarantee racism and sexism are not taught to state employees. Democratic Governor Tony Evers will likely veto the bills when they are handed over to him for his signature. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.